This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Government grants 30 more days to committee formed to assess loss and damage caused during Gen Z protest. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial vows to hold upcoming House of Representatives election ensuring peace and security. And Putin US envoy hold 5-hour meeting, no compromise reached on Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The government has extended the deadline of committee form to assess the loss and damage caused to the public and private sectors during the Gen Z protest on September 8th and 9th. The committee is given 30 more days. Announcing the decisions of meeting of the Council of Ministers held on Monday, Government Spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Jagdish Kharel, said a decision was made to provide identity card with photograph to the martyrs' families of the Gen Z protest. As decided by the government, the identity card would be provided by the Home Ministry to mother, father, husband, wife, unmarried son and unmarried daughter of the martyrs. Likewise, the government has decided to observe the Gen Z Martyr Day on the 8th of September every year. Likewise, the government has set a limit for cash transaction, deciding that a single transaction of over 500,000 rupees in purchase of goods and services should be carried out through a financial institution or banking channel. This decision will come into effect from January 15th in 2026. The government has also decided to provide $200,000 to the Sri Lankan government as assistance on behalf of the government of Nepal in the context of the massive loss of life and property due to the floods and landslides triggered by heavy rains there. The cabinet has also decided to approve the Carbon Trade Regulations 2025. Chief Minister of Madhya Province Saroj Kumar Yadav has sent a letter requesting arrangements to seek a vote of confidence in the Madhya Provincial Assembly. According to the decision of the Supreme Court, Chief Minister Yadav at a press conference held yesterday said he has submitted a letter to the Provincial Assembly Secretariat yesterday evening requesting the necessary arrangements to take the vote of confidence today at 2 p.m. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has vowed that the election will not be disrupted due to the looted weapons and escaped prisoners. Addressing the Sudur Paschim Province level security seminar held in Thangadi yesterday, Home Minister Arial said it is not necessary to exaggerate much regarding the weapons looted and escaped prisoners during the Gen Z movement. The Home Minister said 727 weapons looted during the Gen Z movement have been returned while 4,552 prisoners remain to be captured. He said an operation has been launched to arrest the remaining absconding prisoners and additional looted weapons are also in the process of being returned. The 34th International Day of Persons with Disabilities is being observed by organizing various activities across the country today with the theme Fostering Disability Inclusive Societies for Advancing Social Progress. Government bodies and social organizations working in disability rights have planned events aimed at awareness, inclusion, and empowerment. The day has been marked globally every year since 1992 at the initiative of the United Nations advocating for the protection and promotion of the rights of persons with disabilities. Nepal's constitution guarantees the right to a dignified life for persons with disabilities, reinforcing the country's commitment to building an inclusive society. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel has extended his wishes of peace, prosperity and good health to Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of the 34th International Day of Persons with Disabilities. In his message today, he underscored the importance of identifying individuals who are deprived of education, health and employment opportunities and ensuring their equal access to all state-provided facilities and opportunities. Similarly, Prime Minister Sheila Karki in her message on the occasion today has stated that the government is actively working to ensure easy access to education, health, employment, participation, social security and rehabilitation services for persons with disabilities. Minister for Health and Population Dr. Sudha Gautam has pleaded to resolve long-standing problems related to public procurement in Nepal's health sector. During an inspection visit to the BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences in Tharan yesterday, she announced that on-site inspections, medical supply monitoring, health service oversight and a review of insurance schemes will be intensified as part of broader health reforms. Addressing doctors and hospital staff, the minister said that the current government formed in response to the Gen Z protest movement is committed to building a transparent and corruption-free system with health services as a top priority. In the meeting of the Legislation Management Committee of the National Assembly yesterday, an agreement was reached to move forward with the government-tabled cinema bill incorporating necessary amendments. The decision follows consultations held yesterday itself at Singh Darbar among government representatives, parliamentarians and stakeholders from the film sector. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel stated that the government has no intention of withdrawing the bill and is committed to advancing it with reforms. He noted that amendments could be introduced during clause-wise discussions based on recommendations from the committee and film industry stakeholders. President Ramchandra Podal has appointed Sumnima Tulladr the ambassador to Denmark, the non-resident ambassador to Norway. According to the Office of the President, the appointment was made in accordance with the Constitution on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has announced the names of recipients of award and prizes given to the rights activists of this year for their contributions to protection and promotion of human rights. NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel said that decision was made to confer the late Dayaram Pariyar Memorial Award 2082 on Sankar Limbu of Ilam. Likewise, Menuka Dhungana of Acham District would be given the Human Rights Prize 2082. Limbu is a tireless activist working for long for the indigenous nationalities' rights, while Dhungana is an Acham-based journalist raising the issues of human and women rights, including other issues of the marginalized communities in the media. Now a sports news update. The Biratnagar Kings are facing the Lumini Lions in today's match of the Nepal Premier League NPL. The match is scheduled to begin at 4 p.m. in the International Cricket Stadium in TU Kirtipur. Meanwhile, in yesterday's match, Pokhara Avengers defeated Karnali Yaks by 34 runs and secured their second victory of NPL. Likewise, in the first match yesterday, the defending champions Janakpur Balls defeated Chitwan Rhinos by 6 wickets. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Russia says high-level talks with a U.S. delegation on a possible Ukraine peace plan were constructive, but no agreement was reached on Ukraine's territorial issues. According to the BBC, Kremlin foreign policy adviser Yuri Usakov said more work is needed and stressed that there was no compromise on Russia's demands. The five-hour meeting in Moscow brought together President Vladimir Putin, U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and former U.S. President Donald Trump's advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner. President Putin earlier rejected key elements of Europe's peace proposals, calling them not acceptable. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky noted that parts of the draft peace plan still require negotiation, but he also said there is now a chance to end this war. Ukraine's military reports ongoing battles despite Russia's claiming it has taken control of the city. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy over the mountainous regions of the country and mainly fair in rest of the parts of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government grants 30 more days to committee formed to assess loss and damage caused during Gen Z protest. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial vows to hold upcoming House of Representatives election ensuring peace and security. And Putin US envoy hold 5-hour meeting, no compromise reached on Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.